Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful, and that is Sam Cooke, Change. There is a change that is needed, and I am born, like many people have born, in a world that the human thinking, as the civilized human thinking, has been messed up. Messed up. This happened when they wrote the Bible. The white people wrote the Bible. Now, it's so messed up that a lot of black people think black people wrote the Bible. Now, it is a fact, historic fact, that Europeans have been on the planet long, 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 long before black people. That's the history, right? And it is important to understand what they were like. What's their origin? It's we as African people, the ethnic people, according to the civilized history, is on the planet according to the world history textbook. And I always like to say these things, although it doesn't mean much to a lot of people, but I'm not catering to people who history don't mean anything to them, you know. But if they want to know, then they have an opportunity to know, right? But for the people who are concerned about knowing the structure and the form of the human society today, it is very important to know it from the World History Textbook, that is a certified information, and get out of the Bible that has no certification at all. The African ethnic hybrid people, though we have just emerged on Earth through genetic manipulation in Africa, we see a lot of things in the world today that were never there before the heavenly visitors came to Earth. The gods you read about in history, they are the real history of civilization. Nobody else. And to make the distinction, you need to understand that the distinction to be made, where white people are not civilized, they don't belong in the civilized atmosphere on Earth. They do not. And I told you from when they when the white people first came to Earth, they came by the Homo erectus, and from the World History Textbook, I can tell you Homo erectus, right? That's who are the original ancestors for the white people. This is authority that I'm reading right now. The authority in the World is the textbook. Nobody cannot erase this or refute it. The world out there don't care about the certified world history, nor the people who are the criminals. All right? But this is, you know, like going into the background of humanity itself. And it tells you about humanity. Human-like creatures goes back to 3.5 million years ago, right? So now take up Homo sapiens, which is the white people ancestors. A second stage in early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. We're talking about the white people here, that you call Indo-European. That's what we're talking about. And who call themselves Romans and a lot of other things after that. These same people we're talking about, right? They come out from the Homo erectus, upright walking beings. Mm-hmm. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. right? Say 1.5 million years ago. This is the authority book outside where people are writing and mention the same issues. You could see if on Google, you know, like 1.8 million years ago. But here, we stick to the authority history that white people are, in the form of Homo erectus, 1.5 million years ago. Okay? Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. All right, what are those tools? These humanoids were the first to leave Africa. This is key. Listen to it. Listen to it because the time is very, very demanding. So listen to it real good. The human development goes back 3.5 million years. This second stage of development is the Homo erectus, right? Upright human being. Listen what they are. It just says they're upright human being. And it tells you the realm of their civilized ability, their mind. A species that emerged around 5 million years ago, Homo erectus made use of large and more varied tools. What kind of tools are they? Making cube computer and all those kind of things? Listen what it is. These hominoids were the first to leave Africa and moved into both Europe and Asia. All right. They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Get that? All right. Now, we come down to around 250,000 years ago. A third development, a third and crucial stage of human development. Listen, so the white people, they belong to the second grade human development. No, we have a third one. What is this third human development? The third development, and it is a third and crucial stage of human development began with the emergence of the new species, Homo sapiens. Take note, wise human being. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens, both developed from Homo sapiens that emerged 250,000 years ago. So think about it. All right. It talks about the Neanderthals, right? That both Neanderthals, the two subgroups from Homo sapiens now, and look at the difference between the third human development and the second human development. You know, not even talking about the first development. The second development. which is the Homo sapiens, Homo erectus. Homo erectus is the second human development. And then the Homo sapien is a third development. The Neanderthals came from the Homo sapien. And from the Homo sapiens came the ethnic people that the gods bind upon their blood and created hybrid people. This is the way it works. Now, we don't cross no path, development path, with the white people then. You see, and if you don't know, you just go on today and participate in what is going on in this time and the different things that go contrary to the line of history. And people will write a Bible, a new form of ideas. And then, because they come from the second human development, we know them now to be a sodomite culture. What you know them to be. That's what the World History textbook says. And it doesn't matter who else is saying something, saying what they're saying, and how they are ruling the world and all that. They're not ruling the world at all. They're not ruling the world. White people cannot take credit for ruling the world. They get credit for destroying civilization and spread sodomy. Come on. You don't come to third development humanity and bring sodomy to them. You don't do that. You don't do that. Because it's only mental retardation. Someone who either was civilized and then they get sick. That's a different story if you get sick. But the Homo erectus are mentally deficient in quality. Because they were created from second human development. What more do you want to know? White people are second development humanity. If you listen to their argument, they ain't telling you that. But they're not telling you that the Bible is not a certified book with Adam and Eve in a garden. They're not telling you that. They're telling you to believe the whole bunch of sodomite nonsense. And they would go into Palestine to steal, right? To destroy and take the land away, the Commonwealth. Go there and kill the African people and take away what they have and write all kind of lies in the Bible about Christ died for your sin and he was wounded for your transgression. Where nothing in Bible or history say anything about those things. These sodomite people make a new world, write a Bible, and say they have a God in their Bible. And when you look at the whole thing, you'll find out that both God and Jesus Christ are only character and has never been real character whatsoever. They write these schemes and evangelize people to believe those things and kill. The people, the African people, the civilized people, kill them when they fail to accept Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is a sodomite. And when I say sodomite, not that Jesus Christ was a person, but they write it as a character and put it that we should accept it like it is for real. This is what these sodomites do. It's just amazing that now, if you find out white people, not civilized, the second development, that's what the World History textbook says right here that I have in front of me. Now, why do you have to tell me? If you want to tell me something, tell me. And call me right now if you have the chance and stuff like that, and let us talk about what I'm saying. Because it is a problem, and we are, the way we are living today, I mean, there is a lot of problems since these guys, 509 BC, both some 2600 years ago. And they are let go all over the world to say they are ruling the world. They are controlling the wealth of the civilized world. That's what they say. It's not difficult to understand it. But you can't understand it when you're reading the Bible in place of the world. It's a textbook. And why anybody wants to read the Adam and Eve story that has absolutely no academic consultant endorsement that it is a story. You know, and when you cannot get that much out of something that you believe, why are you believing that? And these folks now, because it's so long, and nobody stand up and give an historic argument and send them to go about their business, they believe that they are okay doing what they are doing. I am saying that we are in a position we don't belong. But these white people are insisting that they have the law that they make is the law of the land. So like the Constitution, U.S. Constitution, is the law of the land, a lie. Now, they have to prove that with authentic historic report and record. They have to prove that. White people can't prove nothing except they are fucking sodomite. That's what they can prove. That's what white people can prove. That they are damn unconscionable criminals, murderers, marauders. They can prove that's what they are. Rabid, criminal, outrageous. Ownership of everything black people own. That is how long ago? How long ago are they on the planet, and what were they doing? Did they produce anything civilized? You see, all of their old bunch of uncivilized, old bunch of honest fucking story that they make up about John the Baptist and Jesus and stuff like that. Nothing at all, my friends, can be found true about any of what they're saying. Because the truth is in the world, it's the textbook. Spatio temporal time. If you really want to know, then that's where it's going to come from. Because ain't nobody from the past come over here. Now you talk about A.D. Anno Domini. What if the blast is A.D. Anno Domini? Beside what these cuckoo, idiots, white people talking about, they're making a new world and a Bible and God, Adam and Eve in a garden and all these kind of, and none of that is true. But millions of people living like those things are true. I am around the world, it's a textbook right now. And I'm getting to the point where I'm going to tell you now the difference between the white people and the Ha'as and the who they call black people. The difference is, I told you what the history book says, certified history, that white people have been around since 1.5 million years. Okay? And they go into Europe and into Asia. That's what the authority is to say. You're out there and you're listening to me and your head is full of a whole bunch of stories. Don't correspond with what I am reading from the certified National Geographic World History, right? I'm reading from it because I have another set of the world history textbook. I say this right in front of me here is National Geographic. And the other one is Prentice All. They are pretty much peers, you know, to each other. So you're basically reading the same kind of thing in these world history textbooks, because world history textbook is world history textbook. So it may vary a little about the amount of stuff they have in the text, right? But you're getting, not daydreaming, you're not getting people believing anything in the world history textbook. Anything you read about in the textbook, it is not written for you to question it. It's written for you to identify the information. And people are this white side of my people, they put a lot of information in the world history textbook that don't belong in there. But they do it because they fuck ass. They're not civilized for crying out loud. Okay? If they have enough, when did they learn enough sense to create all these problems anyway? Go to the history and find out. Tells you that they could only make fire, and that's why they moved into Europe, because they could make fire. And it says they make what? Larger type tools. What kind of tools are they? Other places tell you direct that, you know, they make stone tools. There was no civilization back then manufacturing civilized things yet. No. Because it's 450,000 years before the scientists, they came to Earth and established science, right? In all things, they are the ones that dredged the four rivers in Africa that later create the first big civilization of Mesopotamia. You see, Mesopotamia is between the Tigris and the other river there, right? The River Nile and Euphrates, I think, Mesopotamia is right between them, right? But there are four rivers that the gods dredged, right? And some of them are more popular than some, you know, people refer to some of them more than others. And I think it's the part that these rivers play in people elevating reproductivity and stuff like that, and more people born. So what I'm saying here is the difference between black people and why white people must be African lands. They don't have anything to do with African lands. They don't have anything to do with ruling. It is because they cannot rule anything. Why you see the world is in the shape it's in? Because they get a little civility from the visitors that came to Earth 450,000 years ago. The gods. And the gods are who create us using the basis of Homo sapiens. Remember, I just read that to you. And that two subgroups came out of Homo sapiens, two subgroups, which is a third development of humanity. Now, so think about what I'm trying to say to you now, unless you can tell me that what I'm saying is wrong and prove it. But owning this knowledge in context, that there is the second development of human development, and then there is a third. Is there a difference between it? Of course. Two subgroups came from the Homo sapiens, the wise human being. They were wise, but they were not civilized in the context of the hybrid creation of the gods.
Gods are the superior, they are the superior in civilization. So when they came to earth and on a mission, the mission is in evidence that what I'm saying is not ghosts I'm talking about. I'm talking about actual being that developed on another planet, everybody, came to earth because they have need of resources on earth. They knew the resources was on earth. So their knowledge about the world is different from us. Who they create. They create us, so we're going to learn from them. Right? So we are created civilized hybrid people, ethnic people. Right? So remember, we are third dimension development humanity. They are second. They are second development. White people are second development from Homo erectus. And the only thing they can do is interbreed. And a civilized, you know, I mean, that like they may become. But the thing is, they can't change their genome. That is the odd drive. That when you came into the world here, that's what you got. That's what nature gives you. You see. So when these white people interbreed up with the Neanderthals, they created a higher class of white people. There you got it? All right. Now, if then, but this new people that they reproduce, they are white people. But they have the blood that they're not supposed to have in their veins. You know, as far as being able to understand information where that is concerned, they are able to do that and even develop speech capability. They couldn't talk before. What did they know? Nothing. Okay? That's what the history says. And if you're out there and you think that when we sit back and do all kind of things and think that this world is on its own and people do whatever they want to do and stuff like that, you don't think that there is knowledge to tell us what happens beside the idea or the understanding that the earth has been in the solar system for almost 6 billion years. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know how you've been looking at it, but the way I look at it is that 6 billion years ago? There's hardly anything that you can point to now except the earth itself and what it's made of. But a lot of other things that spring up and fade away over 6 billion years. So we do not want to take a Bible that talk about in the beginning, because the Bible don't have none of the beginning of the solar system at all. It don't give us no fact about that. But they are writing about Adam and Eve, like what? Adam and Eve created 4, 5, 6 billion years ago? We don't have nothing about that. So if we try to fish into water we don't belong in, we're not going to fare well at all. What we need to know is the history that is telling us as to like 3.5 million years ago, we are some kind of a human-like creature start to develop, and perhaps they were not upright yet either, right? But even if they were upright, right, they started off by some means, life begin to create creature like you, like human being, So they can't talk, and they walk and bend over and something like that until bipedal man begin to show up, right? And so it is. I am saying the white people and where they come from is different from the African brand. Is when this brand of African people came about. Now, at that time when we came about, the European white people, they are over there in Asia and Europe. Yes. Right? When we came about, they were already here, and the gods already here about 150,000 years before we were created. And we are created now like 300,000 years ago. Hey, when did we develop big human civilization? It's back like about, what is it? I don't mean when we were created. I mean when we developed living quarters and stuff like that. It was like about 4,000 years or so. It's like about BC, 4,000. I don't mean just 4,000 years ago, but BCE. BCE, 4,000 years ago. Mesopotamia, first human civilization. It's not talking about the God civilization. They make us hybrid. That's why civilization got into human development. Human development. Human development began with the God's DNA fertilization in vitro. These white people don't want black people to know that. That's why they write a Bible. And write all these old bunch of jankuna, Adam and Eve in a Bible. And make you know that if you believe it, well, you know, you're good. You don't believe no shit. Okay? What the white people don't write the Bible, I want black people to think that the Bible is written by black people too. Like it's a collaboration. These fucking idiots. They need to be discovered by everybody who have an interest in civilization. These white people. You see? So, with all of that higher level intelligence that they have learned, they are still sodomite culture. You see? Because they want the world now to accept them like they are civilized. But if you're civilized, you know, go about, make war, kill people, and steal everything that the people have. You don't do that. If you're civilized, no. But they want you to look at them like they're civilized, although that's who they are. They are not quite civilized people, not yet. If you don't want to face them with it, you're an idiot. You're a fool. Because they confiscate everything you have as an African person. And if you're lucky to have some money now and think, well, not unless you owe money higher than the value of your species, would it be justified for you to not interested and pay attention to what has happened to your own species? You know, you are entitled to inalienable rights. Now, if you have money in America, as it is right now, where you recognize A.D. Anadamani as a bureaucracy and has the power to to affect, let's say, any wealth you have. You don't care about doing something about that. To people who come and everywhere, people like you go and set up a place to live. These sodomites are coming behind you. They are conquerors, they say. They are ramadas. They are nomads. And they are coming and say, they are conquerors. What happened to the law of the land, kingship law, in tradition, all these hundreds, thousands of years? What happened to that? What happened to who set up human civility? It's not them, because go check 1.5 million years ago. Where were they? Were they living into some skyscraper, you know, I mean, nice civilized dwelling and thing like that? No. Go and look at 1.5 million years ago. Where it put the white people, them? Where? They come here now and tell you about they making AD and Adamani. I mean, fucking ass revelation from a God in a Bible. None of it is true. It is a waste for black people to now lay down their lives into the hands of uncivilized second development humanity. You from the third and higher than the third, because the Homo sapien is the third development, right? So is the Neanderthal that these white fuckers, honest fuckers, they interbreed with the Neanderthals. All right. That doesn't make them a third development of human being. Their interbreeding don't count. You see, it doesn't count, because a species is a species. And if you're changing out from that species, you're no longer that species. It don't happen, because you never lose your genome. Your genome is what registers you at birth as a human, and ancestors pass it on to you, the genome. Right? Yes. So these white people think that they are conquerors and they have the black people under control. That's what they think. But the trap they set is a trap that catches them. So I am telling you, they don't want to regard the African people, because they want to keep charge with black people staying ignorant and stupid. So they make a Bible for stupid people. Okay? And if you weren't stupid, you just unlearn. They want you to become stupid. Not just unlearn, but stupid. Because they have use for you. You see? Yet they would behave like, you know, they don't need black people. That's the way they would play it off. Like they don't need black people. Like they never have need for black people existence. And it's just daring lies. And they fill up the Bible with as many lies as you will live your life and devouring it as long as you live, like it is real. So come on, it's time to learn the truth. That what white people are doing require them to be driven out. Like, oh, they come in and drive us out of our own settlement. Right? They are a sodomite culture. Above everything, that is the major crisis with white people. because they don't have a sound brain. They do not. And their glands, their endocrine glands, don't secrete civilized hormones, testosterone and stuff like that. That's why they are white, and that's why they are civilized, and they don't have any higher regard for life except their sodomy perception of life. And they are making trouble in that brain that they have there until you're afraid to deal with them. You see, you're afraid of them because they will kill you just like that. They come here and they kill you like it's not invasion, illegal invasion. It's something like it's just something nice that they are doing. Imagine that. And what they're doing, they have enough sense to know that they don't have any quality in life to write about. Because first, them couldn't write, them couldn't talk. They don't have an origin that is civilized. That's what I'm telling you. So all this, everything that they build up, like schools, court, you know, legal establishment, court, right? They learn these things from the civilized people. Okay? So now when they are telling you that come in with democracy and the voting system, it's their shit they're bringing in and tell you to nyam it. They're telling you to nyam their shit. When they talk about Jesus Christ, they make a calendar that is AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord is Latin. What the hell is Latin making a Jesus Christ? That Jesus Christ and his Father ordained to make heaven and earth. These kinds of stuff, these sodomite white people come in and they are forcing black people to accept Christianity. Fucking ass Christianity. That's what Christianity is all about. Listen, African people. Know yourself. And the way to know yourself is to know these white people who come from the north. Okay? And live in Europe and Asia. To understand a separation of them out of our territory is emergency. It's emergency. Because these white fucking ass people not belonging among the hybrid people. They don't belong among us. Instead, they use their criminal brain and get, you know, I mean, black people to support what they do. Support what they do. And I'm saying, I'm standing in the name of the Elohim gods. These sodomite white people are playing a game, a dangerous game, a game that don't put them in any position to be encouraged and to accommodate them, because they are the scum of the earth when it comes to criminality and every evil. No, nobody don't question that, what I say, because it's everywhere. Everybody's supposed to know it. Only people with a hand of sense don't know to have sense and know when something is unacceptable. You don't play with it. These white people are here and behaving like they have a right to be here. The reason why they think they have a right to be here is because they think that they are better than the black people. And since when? Not since 1.5 million years ago. No. No. And when 100,000 years ago, when black people walking out of Africa, going to the West to settle, they were still behaving like they are goats. I mean, they are upright walking creatures and stuff like that. But the only thing they can do is make stone tools and go out and they know to catch the wild, you know, go get meat out there in the wild, catch wild animals and eat them and stuff. That they could do that, but they don't have no civilized enterprise at all. Okay, and look at the history. Why must we here talking about democracy and all these kind of something that don't connect with the World History textbook and the government and kingship and law code of civilization, which is first in Mesopotamia. These guys don't have nothing to do with the history of Mesopotamia, which is human civilization. That they don't have anything to do with, but they are the ones no sooner than over the past 12,000 years that they intermingle with African civilized people. And what they call now proto, the new interbreed generation of the white people called proto. Indo-European. They're not proto. All right? Now you have to look carefully because I don't think you see it everywhere, but it is being published that they are now proto. They never used to emphasize it, but now I see it being emphasized. They are proto. But they don't want to, it's the kind of people that they interbreed with, and there's nobody else but the African people. So this is the problem that we are having, that they are using their senses to dumb us down, that even our government, that nobody else on earth has government to rule orderly society, but the African hybrid people, the Chinese. Where do you think the white people give the Chinese right to run a government? Or the Indians? You think it's the Chinese give the Indians right to have a government? That is even something I need to even look into even more in depth. Because 2,000 years ago, you think the Chinese is just around since 2,000 years ago? No. So who give them government? Who give India government? It's sure not them. So why you think, who give them the right for imperial government? How do they get that? They do it because they interbreed with black people. And if they didn't, they couldn't. Look at the 1.5 million years ago, where they're coming from. And when did they manifest that they could talk or do anything else is like going now like over 12,000 years since they learned to read and behave like they some way civil. But if you look at white people now, you realize that they are estranged to civilized thinking, right? They can talk a little bit. And carry on, you know, certain of them who devote to read and things like that can do a few things. But you can see they are not like Chinese and Indians and other black people together. You see, because even though Chinese basically live to themselves, but a whole bunch of the ethnicity mingle up in a China anyway. You know, yeah, they're chasing other people because they feel like, you know, like them are white supremacists. No, you don't see that. Okay? So this is what I'm trying to tell you. The way black people have an attitude that that people never prepared that they had to fight to exist. And therefore, they're just living and not really too concerned. But now, the problem exists. You can't go on like saying no exists. You see, because this little tiny group of humanity is driving the entire African civilization, many civilizations, drive us down into the dungeon. That's what they're doing. Because they're using their senses and planning how they are to exist. And look at what they're doing. All right. But what I'm trying to say to you is that you're not going to take the route of shoving these people, you know, out of our territory, because I'm not talking about physically shoving them, because the shoving, the physical shoving, is not the kind of power that real civilized people want to use, especially on sodomite-like white people. Right? Because white people do all the criminal things, abominable things, to set civilization down into the dark places. So it's not difficult to deal with white people and get rid of them. Just snap your finger. And in a short space of time, if black people were to stand up right now, when I say stand up, psychologically, black people, within a week, they would probably all get back to where they're supposed to get. Because they are the most ignorant, most uncivilized, and now that they mix with higher blood, oh gosh, no man. These folks, they think they're somebody, but they will find out someday if they don't know already that the African people are not folks for you to fool around. Because who creators created the tornadoes and the rivers in Africa? They are the creators of the hybrid people. And when they come and talk about having a a constitution that they ratified and all this kind of stuff, where they get the authority from? What king law code were they using? Civilization and planet Earth is not ruled by no other authority but kingship. Kingship. None other. So when they're talking about they make a constitution and all these seven faggot white men, they call them founding fathers, we allow these people to come here and talk this kind of way to us. And those things are not relevant to us. These are sodomite people that you can look on them and find out they don't of civility, the presence, energy of civilized people. You can see that they are only pretending, but they have alienation in them. No matter what happened, white people are not in line, not in union with hybrid people. The World History textbook, I don't see this to be lying. It's not a lie that white people can tell about the time and be exact about these things where we are coming from. So I can tell the difference when I'm reading lies that they write in trying to get rid of our acknowledgement of the Elohim. They don't want us to acknowledge the DNA fertilization in vitro. They don't want us to acknowledge that's the process that brought us in. And when they're talking about Adam and Eve, they are talking about and describing what is in history. They use that and make up AD and Adamani in the Bible. That's what they do, because they are trying to shift our mind from having cognizance of our own origin. They want us to believe that the Father God that they have in the Bible, I talk about it as spirit God, they want us to believe in that. Like how they say, is the God in the Bible tell them to kill the African people in America and take away the land and bring true Christianity and convert them. Now, you know, it is time for people who are able to grasp, pay attention to information that is relevant and in interest of civilized people on the earth. We can't have these faggot white people controlling the wealth of Africans. You just can't. And all it needs to do is to pay attention to see that they are scooping up all kind of dirt and talk about it's AD and Adamani. AD and Adamani is nothing more than fucking dirt. You see? And they want to make us think that they have law, you know, like federal law and all these kind of things, and you get your head spin. You think they are true. But no, we're not ready to look into the world. It's a textbook. You know, I go to high school to learn to read above fourth grade level. And I don't have any qualms. I don't have no drawback in telling that. Because I come from Jamaica. Jamaica is a slavery, enclave, right? So the condition under which I was born is not the condition I should be born under. I'm born under it because these sodomite criminals come out and get a lot of help, civilized help, from our ancestors over the past 12,000 years. See, you don't need to frown on what I'm saying unless you look and verify the information. And you would only make sense when you see no information exists like what I'm saying. But how can you stand up against what I'm saying when the information I'm speaking is right, and that's what everybody is governed by, the truth of history. Now, you don't want to accept that, well, there's nothing I can do about that. But the truth will stand on its own. So, making the distinction to you, that church that you're going to, now, if you know the truth, you don't go to church at all. You're afraid. I mean, not when you have the good sense, you're not afraid. But, you know, knowing now that the church is full of maggots and talk about creation, none of things don't go like that, and Jesus and God and decide that Jesus going to come and die for sin. Nothing don't go like that. And these white people cannot sit down in front of you and justify it. Now, can they justify why you believe in something like that? No, they cannot. But they are making money from it. And it's not reasonable when a black person is going to say, well, they don't really care what color Jesus is. That's uncivilized stuff, you see. And when you have your right, and you are going to come down with criminals to take away your rights and content with life on that basis, that's not nice. And when your mind is not working correctly and you start to make incorrect choices and satisfy with it, you don't want nothing else but that, then, you know, something is really wrong. And nobody should want their mental health to ruin, right? So when you see people making certain kind of choices they shouldn't make, they are undercutting their own interests, you know, you have to, like, take that seriously, because nobody should be in that seat, into that shape. You want your brain to work properly. Okay? And right here, it is making, history is making a distinction between white people and ethnic people. They choose to call us black people. First, anatomically modern humans. People who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human beings, appeared in Africa 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Think about that. You need to think about it. And if you don't want to think about it, then you want these stinkers, white people, who set up church all over the place and turn America into a sodomite country. That's what it is. Now, I am here to tell you exactly what the history says, and how you deal with it is definitely the way you choose. Okay? But when you have right and wrong in front of you, and you are able to tell what is right from what is wrong, you don't need anybody to tell you how to make choice there, because you have a common sense to know that you really want to go for what is right. If you find out that these white people come and run all kind of tricks over 12,000 years, now we are here facing them with their brazen weapons of words and whatever they want to tell our generation. Now, you could have read that like I did quite a few years ago, that there are people who are trying to turn the civilized world into something else. And I wonder, how could somebody do that? Why would somebody do that? And along the way, I come to find out what that article was talking about. I tried to look it up again, but I don't know if they remove it from circulation or what, but I wasn't able to find it. But I am telling you that the distinction that is made between white people and ethnic people, whether they're Chinese or whatever the color is, but so long as they are the right people, the hybrid people, okay, coming from Homo sapiens. And now we are Homo sapiens sapiens. Look, there's no other way to go than knowing that these white people are criminals every day. And it is our ancestors that never knew how to handle these folks, right? And pass on a flawed way of maneuvering ourselves with these white people, because until this day, they increase their dominion over the black people. Yeah. And all of the blunder that they created, black people don't hold them account for anything. You know, black people still that have that attitude of not knowing, they're oblivious to the fact that these white people are our adversary. Because what they do with the Bible, and you're loving the Bible and everything like that, who can save you from yourself? If you make people put foolishness in your brain, you don't go for history. You go for Bible and think that the Bible is the better book. No, my friend. If somebody begins to come and show you that, no, it is the history is the right thing for you to follow, not Bible, and you say you love Jesus, of Jesus to the end. You don't care what they were doing, Caesar Augustus was doing when you read that he was taking taxes or telling the people to go must come out and pay the taxes. Who are the people you're talking? It's the African hybrid people. They are over there forcing them. Just like here in America, they are compelling you to pay taxes to them. Right? This is the problem. This is the problem. Look at these people. You can tell they come from someplace else and come and populate up America and many other places. And we allow them to do it. Just like Africa, load us up in a ship and, you know, whatever. Did they get some money for it? I don't know. Did they sell us to these folks? I don't know. Right? That is a research easier for me to do because the information is out there. But I am saying, why is it that black people have fallen back into a state of mind that they believe everything what these white people say and don't see that the white people have taken over our world with what they call a Adamani? It's a calendar that they're talking about. How did they make the calendar? What is the first calendar? And how do they compare with the first calendar? The zodiacal calendar. Who created the first calendar? And the first people, the first civilized people, not that we were here before these Sodomites, but we are here, the first civilized human beings. And that's who they learned something from. You see, so if we are not serious and demonstrate that we know what we're talking about, these white people will always laugh and hiss their teeth after you and scorn you, right? And keep spending the money, our money, on themselves. You see, whilst we behave like we don't understand what's going on. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. This is aimed at the African people. And they are talking about what they have done to us in the Near East there, in Palestine. In the year 2000, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic by Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, year 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics, from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented. Yes, unprecedented in the church's history. Never happened before. Because a pope in general is not going to come out and apologize for the kind of things that they have done. No. I don't know what got into this Pope John Paul, why he decided to do this. And some people in the organization did not like that he was doing it either. And I'll read that portion to you too. Yes? He's going to ask, plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Lenten Mass, Peter's Basilica. The Vatican released a lengthy document. A lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture. Memory and reconciliation. The church and the false of the past, written by an international panel of theologians that the at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. But the document acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusations made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. See, some did not like what he was doing. The document, you listen to this, the document lists faults. The Pope will apologize. Wait. Faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith, in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. People, black people don't care. It doesn't matter what these white people say. Black people don't care. They go to church the same way. They never ask a question to find out whether or not the church is a real thing. It is awesome evil that we are under. And afraid to step out and search to find out if we are really interacting with something that makes sense. You see, the white people don't want black people to do that. They want it to remain silly so that the government that they have is their government. It's not ours. And if we knew, they wouldn't be here. Are you talking about you going out there and vote for democracy because you don't know anything about your real existence and what government is? They come here with their fucking ass talking about they have a D and a Domini. All they are doing is emulating of the African of the Elohim establishment that has set up on earth, and they decided that they want their own. And this is why it's all sheer cleave a bubble system. That's what it is. That's what the white people are doing. And have us come with a D and a Domini. When you go into that stuff, the amount of shit that you're going to find that don't mean anything civilized that they're talking about is in the year of our Lord. Go search it and you'll find out that, then wait a minute, you are in bondage. You are in bondage. That's what you will find out. That white people have you in bondage talking about fraudulent laws that they're using on the government that they use to run all the systems that they have in the country or around the world. You see, they're using bogus stuff. If you take them up on it, they cannot present themselves. Come on. Let's take them up on it. Take them up on it and see, oh, well, they can really work their thing. You see, because you can't answer nonsense to somebody is asking you something representative of existence. You can't talk nonsense. You have to speak the truth. You see what I mean? And I am telling you, they are going down. They are being sprayed with weed killer. Weed killer? I'm not talking about the weed out there on the grass. Talking about in the psychological sense, and where we perceive the truth of existence, that's what I'm talking about. You see, and the more we deliver the truth from the source, because this is the source in the world is a textbook, that's it. They are not higher than the world is a textbook. Nobody's higher above The world is a textbook. And any manual with the history of our existence, the truth, that's the fact. White people don't have any sense to rule at all, moreover African people. It's a shame. So I read it to you, where African ethnic people come from. And you can't go on like you're some old jackass. Don't, you know, mean nothing to you. But it says, recent evidence indicates they, the Homo sapiens sapiens, that exist since 150,000 to 200,000 years, this group of above third dimension existence. This is the recent evidence that indicate this set of people indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 100,000 years ago. When I tell you, go back 100,000 years ago and find out what was white people doing. Because I'm telling you, it's interbreed, and they must have, you know, kidnapped the African men to do it, or get them somehow to coexist with them, and interbreed up until a lot of white people you see today, they are not the original. They are more intelligent. They have more presence of African natural people, right? But they are white. And they are the ones that are reading and writing and stealing and doing all this kind of stuff today. The prototype white people. You see them. You can see their face and feel their presence. See their nose. It's not like the Dolly Baby nostril from white people, right? You can see the change in white people that they're going through a lot of interbreeding with African people, Neanderthal, right? And the last one I'm talking about is what they interbreed significantly with black men. You see? But they don't want nobody, they don't want the world at large to see it that way. They want you to see them as the superior race. It's not happening. People can be fooled for a while, but the truth is going to make them spit it out. The lies. The truth. So now I tell you exactly the difference. And if that means something to you, well, that's fine. Otherwise, so let it be. We go on with life with those who understand and enjoy life. All right. So now, you see, they say they overthrow us. They say they overthrow us. I mean, you don't break laws, the law of the land. And then you start talking that you do things and talk it like it's credible and everything like that. Not go like that. Not go like that. So they're going to find out when they think that they have everything, or everything sewed up, they realize not go so. Imagine culture and city in Roman world. Why white people take on the name Roman and spread about in the world like they are a civilized society? That's what they do. The Roman society, a civilized society, it couldn't be. Because they are the ones that go to Palestine and destroy the Commonwealth and kick out the black people them and write a book about no, this is this no. These folks, they fuck too much body. They're really crazy. Because how do they go into Palestine to conquer the place and abuse the people and fight the people for 4 years and then totally destroy the place. From 66 A.D., they who make the calendar and make up a new world, they are the ones that call themselves Romans. Oh, man, you know, it's hard. Because when people are not paying no attention and they ignore the truth that they should act upon, you know, we will just perish in time. We'll perish. So I am saying to you now that we are under a false perception of the world. So here are the people, when they were prepping each other. You see? Right away, they take over the architecture building that belongs to the African people, built by the gods. They come out, and you can see them that the uniform that they have on, you can see they are obscure people that are never civilized. You see, and over the past 12,000 years, they begin to learn civility. But like I say, they are still the same Homo erectus genome. They like to fuck each other, two men. Okay? It's a lot of that among them. All right. So now, if we are not able to tell the truth, well, we don't deserve anything, you see. We don't deserve anything. But no, I'm jealous about that. We can't allow these sodomites to come here and tell us they're a sodomite and they want to fuck as much as they want and they're going to use law, the national law of America, to marry same-sex fucking people. No, you can't let that go. You can't let that go. I mean, I am going to talk the truth until the time comes when the God said, all right, Tim, that's it. Listen. Listen, my friend. Listen to this. The Arabs are not white people, you know. They're Africans. It's like Chinese, Indian stuff. Right? Arabs. And listen. Hebrews. And when I talk about the Hebrews, today, when you hear they talk about Jews in America, do you wonder what that is? Do you know white people are never Jews, but they call themselves Jews? They do it to advance themselves right to where they are here today. It is because they can act that mental retardation. Sodomite white people are retarded people. White people are mentally retarded. Why they see to fuck ass? And it is never in the civilized brain of people to fuck ass. People that you see are black and today say they're gay, they are saturated. Let's say in America, some 400 years under pain and suffering. Now, can you dig why so many African people say they're gay today? Do you think of slavery? You think of what they've been through by these white fucking idiots? Eh? And you cannot afford to stand up and talk because you're going to a church where you have to register with them, these sodomite fucking ass. And civilized nothing. The truth is in the world, is a textbook. It's not lying. And just a little of how these white people have screwed up the African people. Until we African people don't even know who is African from who is not. Just check this out. And see what these faggots have done to the Arab ethnicity. Like the Hebrews, talking about black people, and the Assyrian are black people. The Arabs are Semitic-speaking people, and not just Semitic-speaking. They are. You see, they are Africans who lived in Arabia Peninsula. Now, let's see, are they? They don't say they live in a steppe, you know. They don't live in a steppe. But when you start talking about white people, a steppe they live into caves and steppe. You see what I mean? But it's telling you that they are all polytheism people, African people. You see, white people are in the business of trying to make everybody white people because they need the support. And they're going to all kinds of vicious and maneuvers to change the African hybrid people into sodomites. Get you interbreed up with them. That's what they're after. That's what the Bible is all about. If you think Jesus is some heterosexual character, you make a sad mistake. I prove it different to you. And God, too, is not even a sexual, not supposed to be a sexual creature. God of the Bible. They say he begat a son. How did he begat that son? Eh? Eh? These sodomites will tell you anything in the Bible and get you to believe it, right? Mm-hmm. So, this is it. They were Semitic people who lived in the Arabian Peninsula, a desert land, solely lacking in rivers and lakes. The Arabs So I imagine the pit, tent and all that kind of stuff. They are civilized. They can make a provision to live, you know, in desert area as well, right? But they're not living like the people in the caves. The white people am. The Arabs were nomads who, because of their hostile surrounding, all right, when they talk about hostile surrounding, Arabs having hostile surrounding, who comprise the hostile surrounding? It's the white sodomite them who just get a little reading and stuff like that over the past 12,000 years, I said to you. But listen, because this is interesting. When you hear about thieves and criminals and stuff like that, it's not the African people you're reading about. It's the white people who learn little civility and begin to make trouble because they're not really civilized. And to get off the ground and to start things, they become more effective criminals now that they can read and reason better than before. So it goes on to say, survival in such a harsh environment was not easy, and the Arabs organized into tribes to help one another. Each tribe was ruled by a sheikha who was chosen from one of the leading families by the Council of Elders. Although each tribe was independent. All the tribes in the region were loosely connected to one another. You hear that? See how they're going to get into trouble. The Arabs lived as farmers and shepherders of the oasis, and rain-fed rain-fed areas of the Arabian Peninsula. After the camel was domesticated in the first millennium BC, the Arabs populated more of the desert. They also expanded the caravan trade into these regions. Towns developed along the routes as the Arabs became major carriers of goods between the Indian Ocean and the Mediterranean, where the Silk Road ended. All right, here we go. Most early Arabs were polytheistic. They're telling you. They believed in many gods. You hear that? Oh, they get into trouble here. The Arabs traced their ancestors to Abraham and his son Ishmael, who were believed to have built the Makkah. The Kaaba, right? A house of worship whose cornerstone was a sacred stone called the Black Stone. Not white stone, Black Stone. The Arabs recognized a supreme god, little god, name Allah, Arabic for God, but they also believed in another tribal god or gods. They believe in other tribal gods. So you see, no matter how you twist it, they are getting into trouble with these white people, with Christianity. That is going to call their sect Islam or Muslim. You see? They also believed in other tribal gods. They received the Kaaba for its association with Abraham. They revered the Kaaba for its association with Abraham. The Arabian Peninsula took on a new importance when political disorder in Mesopotamia and Egypt made the usual trade route in Mesopotamia, Asia, too dangerous to travel. Right, so it is from here they were broken into by
the Sodomite the Sodomite Christianity them, and then begin to call their institution Islam, Muslim. So this is the kind of thing that I'm showing you about what the white people represent. And they are slick enough to behave in a way like, okay, like they are your brethren anyway. You know, we're white, but we are brethren anyway. And they don't mean none of that. Because all they want to do, the reason why they left their homeland and invade the African territories and don't leave none of those territories in the hands of the people that they found there. No, they say they want it. It means that they want all black people to become Sodomites. What else do they want? That's the way they think. Because sodomy is something that they, it's a genome thing for them. You know, they didn't just learn to fuck body just the other day. They're doing it for almost 2 million years now. You see what I mean? So if you don't understand what you're getting into when you're getting into white people, life is sad for you. All they have written and all they have conjured, and it needs for us to read and understand what these white people are all about. You know, if we don't get to know who they are, what they are about, a lot of things going to go wrong for us, because now they come up and fooling around with legal action, and they are criminals, right? They have destroyed the institution of our government. When I say destroy, I mean they have caused us to abandon it. You see? And they don't have that level of intelligence to do that. So we have got to be very backward. Right? My little reading that I do to come and see the authority in the World History Textbook is what allows me to say things about it. Before that, half a century before that, I didn't know anything. I could read enough to understand issues. Start to pay reading attention and begin to find out stuff. You know, nobody don't fool around with me. Nobody don't fool around with me, because it's either you're talking what you know or you don't. That's all there is to it. And you will never have a problem with me riding on the, you know, on the right side of the alligator. Anything you're talking to me about, I'm staying with the context of what you say. You see? And you will know if I understand what you're saying by my response. That's the way it works, right? Mm-hmm. Now, my friends, I thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Tumultuous. I talk about these things because I know this type of reasoning is why is the reason why I am here talking. And it is my understanding that what I'm saying is not telling you to believe in anything. I am rather clarifying the word belief, that you don't believe all these kind of stuff that we're talking about, believing in church and believing in the Holy Ghost and the Jesus Christ and the apostle and stuff like that. The word is not belief. The appropriate word to ask a person where they stand with the church and stuff like that is not belief. It is wrong to use the word believe in that context. Belief is something within you. You're born with the energy and the sense to believe in something or not to believe in something, right? So what you see is that when you believe in something,
The only thing that shake, it must be you. Right? When you believe in something, remember what happened. You either give relief to somebody and put yourself in jeopardy. You put yourself in the way of a lot of trouble to potentially strike you. You see, because you must, if you're going to believe into something, don't believe into something that is immovable, something that can require you to do certain things. Don't bother with it, because if you don't know what it is, you don't need to put yourself in that position, because you'll be liable. You can create a lot of a problem on yourself or on somebody else. So don't believe things that you can't be serious with. You know, if you're going to believe into something, if somebody promised to give you something, nothing in exchange. They're just giving you something. All right? And you begin to hold the opinion that the person will bring this stuff for you, right? And that you will appreciate it. Now, so what I'm saying now is that don't believe into something that not easy to resolve if it doesn't come true. Don't believe into that. You don't believe into that. No. You don't have a finished product to believe in. Now, if you get your eyeglasses last week and you just start to feel comfortable into the glasses, right? Until, you know, it's working out so well that, you know, you would even sleep, you may even sleep into the glasses today, because you feel so comfortable with it on your face and, you know, seeing. So I'm saying that I find out when I started to read and pay issues serious attention, I realized that there are quite a few things wrong with what I am doing and what people are doing, right? But I am the one that must change. I have to change. And I change for the better. I find out more conditions about words that I said, this is the way you reason and communicate. It's a science. Because anytime you have to use, and oftentimes we react to definitions of words, you see, even without you actually call the word, but that's what you do. So now I'm saying, believe in Jesus and in God. It may sound strange, but belief don't really have anything to do with it. Because if it is something new you learn of, then you need to get close to that thing, not just having an idea. It's not just, you can't believe in an idea. You shouldn't believe in an idea, and that's where a whole bunch of things go wrong. When you believe in an idea, don't believe in an idea, because the word don't authorize that use. Etymology just does not give you a logical reason to believe in something that is only an idea. Jesus is only an idea, because you have to assume that something happened done by Jesus. You assume it, but you have no connection. You don't have no connection. And it comes down to the reading of the Bible now, that I can challenge you that no Jesus ever existed. And if you think that Jesus existed, would you call a black man Jesus and hold him down to be one to die for your sins? Not so in a history
And the Bible don't make that a fact either. Because they are saying a lot of things in different places of the Bible and contradicting itself all over, that it blocks you from having, you know, things. You can't get the goods out of the issue you're talking about. You see, because it is tangled up with too much uncivilized and ignorant input, too much of that nonsense into it, and people use it anyway. So I'm saying to you, it is knowledge. The word to use is knowledge, having knowledge of something. And when you are accustomed to the thing, you like it and everything, you can believe in it. Believing in it means that you regard it, you have confidence in it, and you form a bond of intimacy with the issue because you know about it. But what do you know about God and Jesus? You don't really know anything about God and Jesus. You assume something. You have opinion, but you can't fall in love with an opinion that is suspending and have cliffhanger all over it. Don't do that. Right? Now, a lot of folks don't bother want to have conversation with me because it's like, they think like, I know it all. I have the answer for everything. But nothing wrong with that. You just need to prove me wrong. Because the things I'm saying is well thought out. I'm intermingling with words. I get to go into the depth of what the word is saying. So what are you going to say about me? You know, you're getting the best of reasoning from me because I ain't lying to you. You know, I'm too beyond foolishness to try to like someone lose their way. I don't do that. What I say is to get a person on track for them to think on their own two feet and secure their interest. All right. So now, so I'm telling you now about this next segment that I presented. You know, it is either that I would write one of these things or I would get articles and, you know, and bring them here. All right, now let's look at this one that I have for today. You believe. You believe in steepy heave Adam lie. You believe in this steepy Eve Adam lie. Jesus is an irrelevant sodomite character. Right? So if you believe in this teepee, I mean, it's the white people them may I talk about who live in a teepee, not into residence, you know, constructed by civilized builders. These people couldn't build anything, okay? That's just a fact. And this Jesus that they bring in is irrelevant. Because it don't belong to the African people and their way of life. When they go into Israel and begin to talk about Jesus and virgin birth and stuff, that was not something that black people should get involved in. Those people were supposed to be kicked out. That's why they wanted a Messiah to come like Solomon and kick out all these intruders out of Palestine. You know, we are expanding into the sodomite world that we don't care about the history about our own lives. Nathan H. Lentz
opinion contributor. And he says here, scientists, even church ones, scientists, even church scientists, right? Rarely spend time analyzing religious creation myths. What is religious creation myths? Now, anything that is religious is coming from religion. Church is not religion, my friends. Just pay attention to this. The world don't come from an uncivilized place in time. The human world came from the Elohim who created the hybrid people. Okay? So, who they are talking to are scientists, even church ones, rarely spend time analyzing religious creation myths. What is a myth? And what is creation? You see, there are a number of things to be fleshed out of this statement because they are using words that don't fully relate the question that they're asking. You need to do a lot of cleaning up of this statement about scientists, even the church ones, right? They're going to put these two type of thinking together and say none of them don't bother to analyze religious creation myth. What is religious creation myth? I would need to know what that is. You see, before we can even talk about this, let's throw this out in the garbage, because what is a myth in creation? And why do we have myth in creation anyway? All bunch of nonsense. And when you have these faggots, say, them turn modern time scientists and this and that and stuff like that, they're coming out of the steepy interbreed situation. After all, when taken literally, these stories are usually in direct conflict with what we know about Earth's natural history. All right. Now, you're talking about, they say history here. But Professor, they say myth. You see, in the statement I read before, creation myth. Now they go and make another statement. After all, when taken literally, why should you take myth literally? All right? And look at the distinction he's going to make. He never say history of creation. He said creation myth. He don't say creation myth history. He don't say that. Right? But to show you your trick. You trap these people into the crap that they write. And if you don't think that words are something you should pay attention to, this, if you're listening, would really point to the fact that you need to pay attention to words. Now, look at how I'm disqualifying which is said here. Because here he used the word myth, creation myth, and then afterward he's going to make a statement that a statement now that is based upon what he has just said. Now, if you don't put anything down here, you don't have anything to pick up. If he say creation myth, and he's going to make a more reliable type of demand on myth, and myth, which is not in any way telling you it is talking about history, even though myth can be used in the context of history, but not right here. He don't indicate nothing like that. The creation here, a myth, an antique story. Things the people make up. All right? And look at what he's going to say. After all, when taken literally, when take the religious myth literally, why would you do that? You don't do that. You're talking hot wind. These stories are usually in direct conflict. It has to be in conflict because it says myth. It's not history. But look at what he's going to say later on here. He says, these stories are usually in direct conflict with what we know about Earth's natural history. So, if the thing is a myth, creation myth, and people are talking about that, and you don't see line up with what Earth history says. So, why the religious why they said spend time analyzing religious creation myth? Why is it you are comparing myths and requiring myths to agree with history? Why you want myths to agree with history? You see how I trap the writer here, that what they are writing here is not intelligent, is not civilized, you see? And you wouldn't know unless you're somebody like me who understand the powers that is into these words I'm reading. And when you use them in a sentence and form a cohesion in the thought that you're expressing, you can't miss it. You can't use to challenge history. You can't. Because you need to tell whether myth is history right now. We've not known because they don't specify that. When faith requires people to cling to those myths, science is cast aside. Now, gone into a deeper water that it's based upon the error that he made before. You see? So he lay a foundation that cannot be accepted, and he's going to build on it now. Can't build on it. He's talking about anytime you force people to have faith into the myths. I mean, in some ways, if you were talking this in a different context, talking about forcing somebody to have faith into myth, in the context, fear is here. That doesn't make no sense. So they are saying, no, science get pushed aside because myth is not a scientific thing. It's not taught in science. Whether you can write it science fiction way, you know, but it's not real. So we are saying to make a foundation for this argument is not a civilized speaking. One would be hard pressed to think of the scriptural story more at odds with physical evidence than the Garden of Eden. Roll this again. One would be hard-pressed to think of scriptural, to think of a scriptural story more at odds with physical evidence than the Garden of Eden. The scripture, think of a scriptural story more at odds. So what kind of a scriptural story could be at odds with physical evidence? Than Garden of Eden? Scriptural story be at odds with physical evidence? Than the Garden of Eden? Now, I am not sure I am getting that. This is saying that the Bible Garden of Eden is not a true story. It is not evidence because it cannot be found. It is spurious. That's the only thing I can make it of it, but I cannot penetrate it no further. Because there's too many ambiguity locked up into the word that's being used. Now, despite this, or perhaps because of it, leading public scholars. Now, when they talk about leading public scholars, where they come from? Who are they? Christians? We can't talk about Christians are idiots. Christians are sodomites. Christians are mentally retarded. Christians. Everyone. Every Christian. The content and what your brain has to go through to accept Christianity, it's just impossible for a Christian to be a civilized person in the true sense of civility, because the Bible has all these curveball type of statements. Can never be true at all. And the most basic thing about God begot a son, and God and Christ decide to make heaven and earth and make two people. All those things don't come close to being true. And no evidence can come from those things. All right? So it goes on that these folks today in this Christian era, Sodomite era, they write all these things. And people who read ordinarily would just read it and, you know, maybe little or nothing of it. But they don't go down and look into the vocabulary and the statement issue and see what is in it is real. You know what I mean? I don't do that. Just like the Bible, you read the Bible and you believe everything is in the Bible already. So when you read it now, nothing is going to appear strange. And so it goes on here where they're talking about, despite this, you know, that old bunch of foolishness I read up atop, or perhaps because of it, a leading public school. A leading public scholar, Joseph Swimidas. Joshua Swamidas. Yes, all right. Doc Joshua Swamidas, a physician and genome scientist at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, is making a bold new attempt to reconcile the biblical story of Adam and Eve with what we know about the genetic ancestry of the human race. Want to reconcile Bible story? No, talk about reading the proper history. You know, that's the right argument when you want to talk about reconciled Bible stories. So they want to justify them and say, well, then, well, you know, the Bible is not at odds with the, with Adam and Eve's story. It's not at odds. Now, why didn't, if it is not at odds with the Bible, why didn't they just write the story rather than write abstracts and fix it? You see what I mean? So now a Christian writing this, you know, you can tell a Christian is writing this article here, and I like to follow the way they reason out things. For, let's say, somebody listening to me reading this and talking about it, it may trigger, you know, a spark in their brain and cause them to start looking at something different. A different energy get turned on, right? So I like to go through these things because, you know, I am for it if it falls together. But when they're going to talk about these faggot scholars of today, right? And people who are blind by university education, you know, because they can't talk about what the previous world was like, you know, whether what kind of a spiritual world was before Christ. No, they can't talk about that because they are bound to the Christian Bible, the Adam and Eve story. That was a very broad bridge for me to cross, you see, when I began to think and trying to discover realism, to understand what the world before AD was and what it is today, was something that demanded a lot of attention to make distinction and know what, you know, where this issue come from and how, what you must do with it, you know, and make a study that deal with this stress test to find out truth is. And I'm saying the people who are today not into the history but into university education, and they don't know nothing outside of the context of AD Anno Domini reading class. You know, they don't delve into word itself and the definitions itself. No, that's not what these scholars are doing. You see, they follow the basic consensus and don't check it out with words. Now, I found something different when I started to read. In making a bold new attempt to reconcile the biblical story of Adam and Eve with what we know about the genetic ancestry of the human race. Yeah, all right, let him try. History is what does everything for people who want to know. Is genealogical hypothesis arrives at a time of great cultural upheaval when facts are malleable. Politics perverts science. You say politics, but you don't say the church. And the gulf that divides our red and blue tribes is reminiscent of another biblical myth, the Red Sea. All right. Well, my friends, make as much as you can out of that. My thing is about the analyzing of words and their definitions and how we arrive at the fact when we apply one of them to the context of the issue. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. We are coming around now to the next 25 minutes, and I want to tell you that I am amazed at the way white people decide to muddy up the African world. And then when we are going to get to the part where they must give account for how they become government, okay? That's something for black people to work on. Right? If you are in a campaign to get sodomite people out of your territory, you must know your history. You have to. Because these are not people who like unread people. They know things. But you put on the knuckle duster. You see? Because the first fist that they get is not one that they survive, because they don't know what you know, right? And they're never interested in it or not, because they're interested in you get to know what they are trying to teach you, to fuck ass. That's what they are about. But if you knock them out first, no dice. We don't want them in our territory, right? And if they have planned to stay here and we are gone, that's not true. That is not true. Okay? We have shame, and we don't need to be ashamed, because we are where we belong. You are not. You are daydreaming in your own place simply because you think you have the authority to kick a king out of his throne and all other leaders out of there and take charge. You think it's not going any further than now. Because right now, you know, it's only for the pot to boil over. And you see who gets burned. Okay? Get out of our territory and go back where you come from. You white people. Because it is because of what we have why you are here. We know that. We know that. So, let me read to you something else that will finalize basically where we are with these white people. They write the Bible, and because they don't have any heritage from Homo erectus or even Neanderthals to speak well of and to feed the world with salvation, what do? They turn and use up the African name and character. Use it like it's theirs. You see, they use it as concrete and cement and all, you know, steel and everything. That's the way they use up black people to build up their house. You see? these white people, they are cunning. They are cunning. But they you know, they put something into their building that they should not have. And that's the calendar, the AD Anno Domini calendar. That is not rest on anything. Okay? And the most effective thing they use the AD Anno Domini calendar to do um what they use, yes, I get my thoughts back. The best thing they use the AD Anno Domini calendar to do is to make legislation and pass them. Participated into doing that. 1220 AD. It happened. What I'm telling you happened. What I'm telling you is history. It's history. You can read it. Google and even find it. 1220 AD. Right? Where you have these two popes, an emperor, call a tribunal and make legislation, pass them to do specific thing that the Pope and the Emperor prescribe. And that was to turn on the African people. Now, they leave their habitation, you know, in the north, Europe and Asia. That's where they come from, you know. So when you hear they are in Palestine, Caesar Augustus ordering men to be taxed. These guys fuck ass every day. Okay? They don't have any sense. When they're going out and do these kind of stuff, no civilized people don't do it. The Chinese don't do it. And the only reason why you see the Arabs them do it is because the white people train them. You know, see? But they were polytheistic. But as you can see, they went astray. You see, just like our ancestors, we go we interbreed with our people back in Asia. You see what I mean? All right. So I'm telling you, the error that they create with AD Anno Domini is to use it to make law to with penalty of death if you don't accept Jesus Christ. Now, just imagine that. How far these people are coming from 1.5 million years ago. And just over the past 12,000 years, they go to school at the pantheon of the gods and learn education. And that's why black, white people are who you see there today. It's the history. So now, we don't need anything. We don't need no jackass whip to get them out. We have all the factual ammunition to take just a few seconds and declare them out. That's it. White people don't stand on anything, my people. They don't stand on anything because they have to have their birth certificate of origin to lay claim on anything. They don't have nothing like that. They lie. Everything they talk about, they lie about themselves and put the burden on black people. Put burden on black people. Simple because they can't tell the truth about the position they're in. So they deserve to be lashed out. White people, they need lashes, but we have never attempted to lash them. They learn in our institution, and whether or not they are more educated than us, the institution is there, and the education is still here, and it is the education that the Elohim brought here, these white people are using today. That's what they're using. So my friends, if we don't want to talk about it and generate energy, then what do we want? What do we want? And why are you afraid? You know, it was quite a few years that I read and read and read and read until I come to understand what I understand today. Now, put somebody in front of me that is going to change and modify what I say. I'll take anyone. If you're going to change it, that's fine, as long as it's a real change that means better life for me. Yeah, if you can do that, that's fine. You see, or any modification and keep on running, that's fine too. So I am not the kind of person for anybody to be afraid to talk to. No. All right, listen. White people stand for. And this is not a joke. This is the document I'm reading from. And I'm going to go on and just read it. I'm not going to comment now, not like that. But I'm letting you know this is their general thinking and what propels them to be the way they are. And black people are nobody. Listen to this. As Christians, you know, they call themselves Christians. As Christians, we serve as Christ ambassadors, according to 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us, faggots. We explore you on behalf of Christ, the faggot character. Be reconciled to God. An ambassador is one who represents and speaks on behalf of another. When when an ambassador of the United States of America speaks to the leaders, to the leadership of another country, he is speaking with full authority as if he were the president of the United States of America. Likewise, when we share the gospel of salvation with others, we speak with full authority as if we were Jesus Christ reaching out to that individual, you see. Therefore, when we ignore, belittle, mock, and reject another, such as person with same-sex attractions, to that individual, it is as if Jesus Christ himself were ignoring, belittling, mocking, rejecting him or her. You see, Jesus was never ignore what? Jesus never ignore or reject a person who was lost and separated from God simply because person was acting out his or her sinful nature. It should be expected that sinners will sin apart from the forgiveness of Jesus and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Every person is a slave to sin. John 8, 34, 36, we read, Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Likewise, Jesus presented an analogy, Matthew 7, 17 through 18, saying, so every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. In other words, a diseased tree bear bad fruit. In other words, a person's consent behavior. No, a person's consistent behavior is the result of a spirit that has either been renewed by God or is healthy, or a spirit that is sick and is elevated to sin. No. I'm sorry about that. I missed a word there. Or a spirit that is sick and is enslaved to sin. My friends, this is the part of the Sodomite people, them, who speak like they are a Christian. This is their Christian side, defending sodomy. You see what I mean? African people who go into church will share the empathy with sodomite people, them, and think like, oh, that they, you know, like there's nothing wrong with them and all that. The Bible, you forget. You forget that the Old Testament especially condemn and pronounce death upon homosexual conduct. And even in the early time of these people playing government, there is law against homosexuality. So now they got into a place now where it doesn't matter. And they put so much pressure on black people now that black people, you know, don't care. So that means we have lost the sense of our sanity and our hybrid civilized self. We forget about that. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Oh, I did not see Purple Pill. Oh, Purple Pill came and left. Wow, Purple Pill came and left. Okay, Purple Pill came and left. All right. So, all right, my friends, I wish you well and everything, and hope that we will see the next episode, right? Go independently and do your own thinking, right? If what I say makes sense to you, then use it. It's not a belief. Use it. It's a knowledge. I don't preach no belief to you. Don't believe anything I say, because your intellectual sank only run on knowledge, not belief, okay? All right, take good care and be blessed.